Hey, are you good at knowing stuff? Well, everyone's an expert in something. Don't believe me? Well, you should, because I won $9 playing movie trivia. FleetWit is a trivia app where it pays to know movies. I mean, it actually pays. Challenge players in one-on-one trivia battles in over 250 different categories. Whether you're a sports fan or a Disney nut, there's something for everyone on FleetWit. Try it now. Enter code Doug at checkout for 20 free credits. Download FleetWit from the App Store or go to FleetWit.com/Doug to start winning today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Great Dog Sledding Winnipeg's Happy. That was from Timothy O'Connell on Patreon. And we're going to do a new thing for Patreon members. We're going to start answering your questions live on the show. So be sure to sign up for Patreon. Become a 420 Club member there at patreon.com/gettingdoug. Doug plugs, on Friday, October 26th, I'll be doing stand-up at the Silver Haze Cannabis Convention and Comedy Fest in Tacoma, Washington. That should be super fun. I'll be at the Punchline in San Francisco on Halloween and Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona on Thursday, November 8th. But for all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and sit back and relax, because it's time for a Weed is Legal in Canada Day marathon right here. Oh, thank you. I didn't expect that. Enjoy the show. Hey, blast off, it's Canada Day.
In a way.
I don't know if that's the correct terminology, just because weed's legal in Canada now doesn't make it Canada Day, right?
So do we take our original Canada Day and then call this Canada Day?
Canada Day Plus?
Canada Day 2.0.
Yeah, I like it. Or, I mean, I guess they could come up with something about it, you know, legal day or something.
Cannabis Day.
Oh my goodness, Cannabis. That's awful.
That's too much.
Cannabis Day.
Justin Perfect. Trudeau Day.
This is
right?
episode.
This
yeah, yeah, we should call it JT Day.
Yeah.
This is episode one of what will looks to be, based on the guests we have coming in, a 4-episode marathon.
Oh boy.
Of the show. Where yeah, I'll be going through all the normal things we do in one episode. We've been doing 2 episodes a week lately because we pre-tape one, but these, we're going to go live for all 4 of these. So we should be here for the next 3 hours. But joining us for the first 45 minutes of my marathon is Steph Tolev, who's been on the show before. Let's hear it for
her.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Our newbie John Doerr is here, everybody.
Oh, first time.
Yeah, broke my cherry. Happy Cannabis Day. How are we saying it? Cannabis. We'll figure it out by the end of the day. Thanks for having me, by the way.
I appreciate you doing this. I can't believe we've been doing the show for 5 years. Where have you been hiding?
Well, we've tried to arrange it before.
We have,
but I don't think it worked. Schedules didn't work out.
Every time it would come up, they'd say, you know, John Doerr, and I'd go, I know him, and I don't think I've ever smoked weed with him.
Well, I'll tell you, can I tell a story about like San Francisco? We did once.
We did?
A lot.
Really?
Yes. No memory.
See, that's why I don't remember smoking with you, because I smoke so much with you.
When you did arrive for the show, I do remember saying, hey, Doug. And then you went, hey, man. And then I'm like, John. He goes, yeah. And then I remember, this is my favorite part, you go, where are you going? I said, just outside. He goes, and he said, where am I going? Which was a great question to ask.
It's a great question.
You're asking that's your way of asking where the green room was. So, it just sounded a little more existential and philosophical.
Where am I going?
Where am I going?
Very memorable you were to him.
I loved it. It was a great night. It was a New Year's Eve in Chicago, in San Francisco.
New Year's Eve in San Francisco, okay.
Well,
You have no idea. You just told
I mean, I did so many New Year's Eve San Francisco shows. Oh, that was like my favorite spot for
like four or five
New Year's Eve shows.
Yeah.
Because New Year's Eve shows are, you know, terrible.
Notoriously, except for San Francisco.
It's such a great place
that,
of course, you're going to have a fun time on New Year's.
Yeah, except we almost got hit over the head. Not you, but Tommy Jonigan and I almost got hit over the head with a bottle on the way home. But that's okay. Let's move on to something pleasant. Because today's an important day. Canada turns 25. No, what's happening today in Canada?
Today is when marijuana is completely legal throughout all of Canada.
Interesting, isn't
it? I think there's some different rules for different parts of Canada.
Yeah.
I don't have them on my pieces of paper here.
I've done a bit of research.
Oh, wait. Here, I do have some. You did some research?
Well, barely. I was curious. I was just in Calgary, so this is all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're wondering about different ages, you know, different. Yeah. They're considering even potentially raising it to 21 in Quebec. I don't know if that's going to go through, but Quebec was it's going to be 18.
Okay.
The age. But they're considering raising that to 21. I don't think that'll be the case, but 19 most other places. And I think in Ontario, for the first until August 1st, you can only get it online.
And there's a
that's the login.
I just realized when I talk, there's long pauses after what I say. Are you reflecting on the genius of what I've said, or is it just the stupidity of my remark?
I don't know. I was about to speak when you spoke about how long the pause was. So we're just maybe we're just in different time zones or something. But all the guests on the show today are going to be Canadians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All comedians,
all
too, I believe.
You're all welcome.
Yeah, so, you know, we just put out the alert that we wanted to get all, you know, and I thought all the Canadians would be up there celebrating.
Absolutely right.
Like, when's the next time you're going to be back in Canada?
I'm there next week. I couldn't
to take advantage of this new...
Next week I'm there.
Okay.
But not...
Well, that's good. That's exciting. Yeah.
Which part are you going to? Where are you going to be?
Vancouver.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, there was already a weed town.
Yeah.
It was already a heroin town, let's be honest. Yeah. There's a lot of legal stuff going on up there.
Well, government stores are going to sell weed in places.
Okay.
That's interesting.
What are government stores?
It's like MedMen.
What?
In a way. But like an official MedMen. Don't you feel like that's what it's going to be like? You know the store MedMen in the States. Don't you feel like it'll be very much like that? Controlled, organized, that approach. Like it'll feel like you're going into a Mac store kind of thing.
But MedMen isn't run by our government.
No, it's not run by the government. I feel like it'll have that kind of environment, though.
Yeah, and they're going to have, in some places, they'll have private stores, and then other places have a mix of private and government. I mean... I don't know.
We'll see how that works.
We'll see how that works.
Private and government. So the government stores, because is the goal? I thought the goal here was to reduce crime, obviously, right? One of the major goals in their platform when it came to legalizing marijuana was like, let's get the crime world out of it. Let's get the crime syndicate. Let's destroy the FLQ.
We should be smoking, by the way.
You remember the front?
Yeah, I think I need to get high from the vest. Whatever he's saying right now.
But I think that was the goal. But if the government gets involved and the prices are jacked up, well, then won't that not have the desired effect?
But that they allow some private places to sell it, too, it'll be interesting to see how those two come together.
Okay.
And as of today, you can only get fresh or dried flour, seeds and plants and oil will be available at some point. And I think edibles... they won't be able to sell those until next year. I don't know the date on that. We might have to have another special show. Edibles are legal in Canada now.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you had that. You nailed it, John. The legal age for marijuana use is 19 in most places.
You don't have to use my disgusting one unless you want to suck my lips.
18 in Quebec.
18 and Quebec.
So this one's going to be your private pie.
So we walk in because there's lip gloss on it, and it's still going.
Doug, okay. What do we have here? What are these different types here? What do we have? Are they all the same?
We put sativa in all of them because most of our guests prefer sativa.
I was going to set. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
And it's Northern Haze is what it's called.
Do you also have a non-sativa or no?
Mm-hmm. You got an indica called Outer Space.
Can I start with some of that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and then get into the sativa. Sure. I'll start with the sativa, then we'll get into that.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, you want to do it.
A lot of options. Yeah.
But when you're ready for it, yeah, the indica's here, and you can just, you know, load it into it. This is a fun pie here.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
It's always a good time.
I know what that's for.
Right?
What's it for?
Smoking weed, baby!
Just checking. Yeah, so 18 in Quebec and then 19 everywhere else. Yeah.
So, like, same as liquor.
And but you can possess and carry and share with other adults up to 30 grams. Yeah, that's a lot to be carrying around and
sharing.
What
is this, 7 grams?
Yeah, but that makes sense, right? So over 30. I feel like that when... But here, okay, let's go back to for a second, if you don't mind. So the 30 grams... I don't think this is really going to change much. I mean, it feels like it's going to be the same kind of place. I don't know anyone that's ever been arrested for smoking a joint in my entire life in Canada. Or possessing.
No.
Very little amounts.
Very little is going to change other than just the stigma will be gone. Like, you know, people will be less worried about smoking publicly.
Stigma will be gone.
I used to go behind the building when I was performing in Canada. Now I'll just do it right out in front of the building.
This is where I feel like you're still going to have to go behind the building.
Because even though you still don't want to be blowing it on children.
Why?
Well, because...
Where are the shows you're doing?
I do all my pot
children's faces. Kids outside. Where the hell are you doing children's faces?
I was going to say why, but I can't think of a good reason to not blow it into children's faces.
Doug loves blowing children.
But I was
going
to say the stigma may be gone, but I think the hysteria will be through the roof. Because now I think they fear that everyone under the sun will be smoking pot. So I think now they're going to be even more concerned. For the first little while, anyway. That's my prediction. We'll see. So I think it'll be acceptable, but there'll be some hysteria, man.
Yeah, I guess there'll be some people that just don't want, you know, just don't want change. But it seems like, especially when you're outside, like the smell just sort of, you know, goes away quickly enough. And like they've been doing great with it in Amsterdam for forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but you have designated places. Halifax, Nova Scotia, they're going to have designated toking zones.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm already looking forward to what that sign is going to look like.
Oh, yeah. Leaky-faced immediately.
And by toking zone, this is an outside. It's like being herded into that area by the airport with the smoking cans, right? Like, a smoking zone is not going to be a pleasant hangout.
No.
In Halifax. It's going to be a place where you herd humans like sheep into a pen, right?
They're going to allow...
That many people are going out smoking at once. 30 people. Let's go. We're going to smoke. And they all just run outside.
And a bearded man with a staff will bring you out there. And then you'll smoke.
Sheepdog.
It'll be lovely.
Yes.
Or a woman.
In Ontario, British Columbia, and Alberta, people will be able to smoke weed wherever smoking cigarettes is allowed. So that's interesting. So when there's like a designated cigarette area, you could just join them and smoke your weed.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense. And it seems like that's the way it goes anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Great rules.
I'm loving all of this.
I think we're doing real good.
I'm very excited about it.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to find out, like, do we have a live feed to Canada somehow? Is that possible in this
thing? People in Canada are watching it as we speak.
But can I FaceTime someone right now and find out, hey, the building's burned down? Is everything okay?
Is everything okay? Yeah, we should check in on them.
No one's checked.
We have some surprise guests that the plan is that they're going to Skype into the show.
Okay, great. So we'll leave that. I apologize.
From there. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll leave
that. Really
we've got that
bit.
All worked out
new,
already.
New bit.
Theoretically. It's your first time on the show, John, so we have to talk to you briefly about, and it's especially pertinent today, being from Canada. What's your high history like? How did you get started smoking weed?
Well, I don't smoke that much, to be honest with you. I'll go on a tear every now and then, but my high history was plenty in high school, then thought, this isn't helping my life. and then stopped it. And then I'll smoke. I like intense situations, like right before I go on stage or doing surgery. No, but before I go on stage, I love getting high. So my history is on and off. Never loved it. I'm more of a, give me something from a lab, synthetically designed. That's more of my style, if you want the truth. But I'll get high every now and then, sure. But
clearly.
But my history would be,
That's why I didn't think of you as somebody that smokes pot, because if I, you know, I've run into you on more than one occasion, not just in San Francisco.
Seven.
And, yeah, seven times.
Yeah.
And we never smoked in any of those times.
We smoked, you know, yes, we did.
One time.
One of those times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, the one time we did. Yeah. But we smoked, that's all we did all night.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
There were probably other people there.
True, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you did not pay much attention to me and my behavior. Whereas I was doing everything to draw everyone's attention.
You know, sometimes I'll be hanging out with Rory Scovel and think it's you. Congratulations on the new kid, by the way.
Thank you so much. I hung out with Rory Scovel and thought he was me.
Right?
So, yeah.
You guys could be brothers in something.
In
like
something.
Brothers that got separated, and one grew up in Canada, one grew up in the United States.
Write it.
So you don't have to, you know, hide your accent.
Well, you just created
it. Have you ever played a role where you had to hide your accent?
Hide my accent?
Yeah. Or just cross out every time the word sorry comes up. Because that's the one where it's a real giveaway.
Sorry, it's giveaway. What's your giveaway? Is it a boat?
Sorry. No, people think I sound like I'm from New York.
I don't say sorry as much as I used to anyway. I'm Americanizing. Mm-hmm. So I usually just go deal with it.
Yeah.
But but I will say this.
That's way better.
But when I do go to Canada and I come back to the United States, I am full on Canadian. Like, my friends think I've had a stroke. It is that bad. Because you've been to Ottawa Valley, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're
it's rural. Oh, sorry, Ottawa.
Yeah,
even.
Oh, yeah.
The Ottawa Valley surrounds Ottawa. It's a very rural place, like Renfrew, Iron Prime. So the language up there is fucking. Like, fuck is. Can I swear in this show? Yeah. Every couple of words is fuck in Canada. And that's not a joke.
That's real.
Like, my friend Dan will say, and he's a teacher, he will say, how the fuck, when the fuck did you get, how the fuck long have you been fucking here, fuck? Like, that's a real sentence that he will say.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly acceptable by everyone else. Everyone's like, yeah, where the fuck have you fucking been fucking from? Anyway, we swear a lot, and what was the point of this? No, what were you asking me? Canada?
That's a great question.
It is a good one.
It's about you losing your accent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You,
so then
the
I come
pilot.
Back down here. Thank you. I come back down here, and if I get on set for anything, if I'm lucky enough, and I'm on set, you will always hear the director yell, Canadian! Offset.
Right.
Implying I've just said, hoose or a boot or sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been tough for me in LA.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry I had to go through that.
Such a sad.
That's a lot.
Sad tale.
It is a lot. Yeah.
Well, we're going to learn. We're going to spend the next segment learning a little bit about some of the things that are going on with marijuana, not just here, but of course in Canada. And
let's talk about it.
Exactly. Let's talk about it right after these messages.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, have you been having some problems getting your mojo going? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I know lots of men who've had problems with the motion of their ocean. Sexual performance issues are more common than you think, but thanks to science, ED can be optional with 4hims.com. 4hims is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. They connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED, and you can get it without leaving your your home. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, and then the products are shipped directly to your door. Just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. Try Hims for a month today and get started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full deets. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/DougED. That's forhims.com/DougED. forhims.com/DougED. Facial life. Hey, we're back. We're doing it. We're marathoning in honor of, yes, get the flags going, in honor of Canada legalizing weed today. Yeah. And hey, if you're in Canada right now, spit out that edible. Not legal for another year. I don't know how that works. Not for sale for another year, I'm sure.
But you're in charge of telling them to spit them out.
I mean, who gets in trouble for edibles in anywhere?
I know.
You know, what is this? Is this drugs? No, it's a cookie.
Yeah.
All right. You know? We'll let you go this time.
You damn cookie eater. But Alicia's here with Pot Topics.
I am.
Pot Topics.
I said it.
Yeah, I know.
Did the clapping cover it up? I can't believe this is happening on camera.
Oh, why? What happened?
They did?
Yeah. Oh, we have confirmation.
Okay, we just couldn't hear it. Yeah, we were clapping.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. When I say Pod Topics, you suddenly hear.
Pod Topics.
Oh, like I see.
Mm-hmm. Worth it. Hey, so marijuana is legal in Canada today.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, shit. Slipped
Surprise.
My mind.
So a little history on how that came to be. Medical marijuana has been legal there since 2001. And that's totally thanks to Justin Trudeau. And he started campaigning nearly 5 years ago for it. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so now forecasters are predicting that legalized recreational marijuana will pull about $4 billion. And taxes are about a dollar a gram or 10% of total sale, whichever is higher.
Sounds like a lot.
Right,
it's
but
lot,
then the government-owned stores, it feels like it's even more would go to the
government. Like a racket of sorts.
Yeah, do we know the numbers on that?
Of how much what? You're saying the government ones versus the private ones?
Can we find out a few other things about our government? Just in general, like
how big Justin
parking
Trudeau's
laws
dick
in Ottawa.
Is?
What?
Oh,
well, yeah.
Sorry.
If you can get
we're
there,
on the same page.
Yeah,
there.
I was going to say that.
Let me find the right card here.
Oh, she has the
But
dick.
Canada, yeah.
She Canada. Doesn't know anything about your parking laws.
I don't know your parking laws.
Okay, it doesn't matter anyway. I'll get in touch with my local counselor when I get back home.
Yeah, follow back on us.
But let's be clear, it's Justin Trudeau did not help with medical marijuana in 2001. He was strong about pushing through this one, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes, because he started campaigning in general.
That's right. He campaigned on it. Yeah, that's why he's in charge now.
Yeah.
Because of that one campaign issue.
Because he figured it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, mm-hmm. this thing everyone likes? Mm-hmm. What if?
Well, let's let everybody
Colorado,
have a thing they like.
After Colorado and Washington legalized, he kept trying to follow their structure.
Because
he believed
it was
working.
Were they the first state here?
Mm-hmm.
They were,
Washington,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Washington was.
Wasn't
oh,
it?
Okay.
Colorado and Washington, Colorado I think, was must first? Probably flip the same time.
Probably pretty close. Yeah. Well, this is exciting news.
Oh,
this
another
week,
pot topic, you guys.
Another one. This week, the U.S. government reversed a previous decision to allow Canadian pot workers to visit the U.S. Because back in September, they said that if you worked with marijuana at all, you were not allowed to cross the border.
Yeah.
Now I feel you agree with me so much. Yep. That's right.
She reported on that story a few months ago.
Yes.
And now I feel bad for anybody watching reruns of that episode because they're going to think they're not going to be able to get back into the country. It's going to scare them. But yeah, they had this weird thing where
they reversed it. Yeah.
You couldn't get into the States.
Yeah.
What was it? Admitted to being a pot smoker?
I think it was
beyond, if you just mentioned it.
I think it was beyond that. It was even like if you have stocks in pot related companies, you weren't even allowed in. Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'd be anyway, so that was crazy. But yeah, of course they came around on that. And what a bizarre rule, like you're flying from Canada to California. No difference whatsoever.
I do have to note though, they can only do it if they say they're traveling for non-marijuana related reasons.
Oh, so they can't even say. So what if someone
they doesn't go anywhere on a non-marijuana related reason? I am fucked.
But what if someone were to go in and say, like, yeah, I don't smoke marijuana, but wait a minute, even worse, what about like CBD oils? Was that part of the deal? No.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Children, no. tell me the past has changed. Oh, it has. All right.
It has changed. Yeah, this is
but
great now.
It's
all good.
Yeah, we don't have to be accurate about what's not a thing anymore.
No, it's just imagining children with seizures in like the United States going, nope, sorry, you're not walking in here.
Well, that's what the United States was doing.
The United States is a mean, mean place
I mean, the U.S. was denying their own citizens access to that if there were children having seizures for a long time.
So. I know, it was a sad day. I didn't like any of those days.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I really thought I was bringing this positive news story. This is where you took it out.
It's just sad. Down. It's just sad that anyone couldn't get into this great country. I just love this country so much. It's so dynamic from east to west.
Do you want to talk about Utah?
No, we're doing
Hot Topics?
Hot Topics. Thank you.
We are doing a Hot Topic.
I know, I apologize.
Utah.
They got just derailed.
Utah's getting on board?
Well, they're trying to pass medical now.
Good for them.
Yeah, that is great. The U.S. governor has called for a meeting to set guidelines for medical marijuana, whether or not the bill passes. Which really seems to indicate to me that they're expecting it to pass. I'm sorry to talk about America too much on your important Canada show, but to go over some of the other voting taking place November 6th, because I do want to start touching upon this.
We got to get more people voting here in the States on these various, how many of them are there?
So for medical, Utah, the vote is on Prop 2, Proposition 2. In Missouri, you are Prop C. For recreational, there's two states as well, Michigan, Prop 1, and North Dakota is Measure 3.
And North Dakota and Michigan already have medical.
They have medical, they're trying to go recreational.
Yes, go recreational.
We're just trying to support voting.
No, I agree 100%, 100%. Yeah.
I can't vote.
Yeah. Sorry to bore you guys.
Not at all. It's just I have a green card. I don't know how to, I wouldn't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. Do you vote here in America? beginning with me. All right.
There's also some local decriminalization trying to happen in Dayton, Ohio. Although separately, the entire state of Ohio is going to try to decriminalize.
Now, what do you mean
Wisconsin
nice?
Will be county
because
by
of Dayton
county.
Or just in general?
Dayton brought up some memories.
I just, Dayton. No, I just, no, actually,
what happened to you in Dayton?
Actually, I didn't have the greatest time in Dayton, but I smoked weed there for sure. And, you know, just looked over my shoulder the whole time. So it's just, you know, it's always
nice.
Any place,
you're right.
Any place that's, you know, flips.
I'm just doing emotional inventory.
Any
I get
place
it now.
That goes, goes legal, I'm happy about it.
I would love to note that the Mormon Church in Utah is on board.
Hey.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Get them in there, baby. Yeah.
Hey, you
those
know
kids
what?
All
their whole story is much more entertaining.
Don't be gay,
when
but
you're
you
high.
Can be happy.
Yeah, but they don't want anything to do. This is very good for them, of course, because they hated the cartels in Colombia, right? So this is good. This may lessen. No, this might be a big thing for the Mormons. No, the cartels in Mexico had a direct link to. It's a documentary I'll send it to you, but it's great. But the Mormons. And the connection between the drug cartels. This will now curb it. It's very helpful. I can see why they're behind this.
You're from back here's
out of space, eh?
John's from a very helpful place in general. John brought us from Canada.org's thing called Drug Free Kids.
I was just in Calgary.
Yeah.
They were passing them out.
And he got a copy of the Cannabis Talk Kit, Know How to Talk with Your Teen.
Yeah.
About cannabis.
Lots of good facts in there.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Is this a good? I did, but is this a good idea? Like, look through some of these and say,
I like this list of why some teens use it to relax, to have fun,
Okay.
to alter their perspective, to fit in. See, here's where we're getting in trouble. To experiment. To try something new. Teens are crazy with the new stuff.
I know.
They always want to do new things.
Then they'll do something they've never done before.
And they see also that it's natural and easy to get and easier to get than alcohol.
Oh.
There you go, teens. I'm glad we had this discussion.
I'm happy it's easier to get than
here's
alcohol.
Here's why you
though.
Like it, and here's how you get it.
Here are the reasons.
If you like it, you should get it. But anyway,
the old gateway drug was a weird one. Like, it's a gateway drug. I mean, I only wish it was a gateway drug, don't you?
To what?
Just open the gate and then there they are. It's like you're in this gate and there are the mushrooms. And oh my God, I'll be in the opium for about 3 weeks. I'll see you guys. It'd be a great gateway drug, but it's not. It opens no gates.
I haven't tried any of that stuff.
What stuff?
I had mushrooms a couple of times.
It's the best, man.
I don't open gates, man. I climb them. I fucking climb a gate.
That's right. Remember San Francisco? You were climbing gates all night long.
Just tell him his whole night. We just make it all up.
The Golden Gate.
No interest, though, in you are a purist. Marijuana. That's your.
What do you mean?
Well, because you said you don't
do anything. Oh, and I like alcohol, too.
Alcohol's great.
Yeah. I enjoy that very much. But,
no MDMA?
You know.
Molly?
Mm-mm.
You know, weird.
Never tried it.
You ever make paint in, or sorry, you ever make alcohol in a toilet using, prison recipes?
Mm-mm.
Delicious.
I drank moonshine one time because Johnny Knoxville brought some as like a housewarming gift.
Yeah, as you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, someone moved to a new home. Let's bring the moonshine.
Yeah, it wasn't my home, I should say. I didn't invite him over.
Here's do you not like Johnny Knoxville?
I do like him very much.
Oh, why'd you say it like that? Like it wasn't my. I
don't know him that way. I didn't want to make it sound. I was name dropping, but I wasn't like name of a friend.
But I
dropping.
Think you made it worse. Like you don't know him, and
Knoxville,
now he
if
thinks
you're
there's
watching,
a feud.
Text up
I'm just
right
saying.
Now,
I don't
say
think
what's
he's going to think there's a feud because there's no way he watches this.
Well,
nobody falls down. Nobody breaks anything.
One person tells another person before you know it, you're getting a call from this agent. I'm just saying, watch out. Watch your back. Watch your fucking back, man. I've seen it before. It's ugly. Someone insults one of the Jackass boys. You find him dead in a dumpster. Anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, it's not a happy story. Let me be clear. It is horrible. It's gruesome.
Okay, they say you shouldn't say to your teen, you shouldn't tell them, you should stop smoking pot. You should tell them, what should you say to them instead?
Oh,
so you should stop smoking pot is what they say. Don't say that.
Don't say don't stop. Okay.
Yeah. And the goal, of course, is to get them to stop.
Gotcha. So don't.
What would you say instead, Alicia?
I think the correct answer is to propose a healthier option. Like, why don't you take up running?
So that's not
get those endorphins going. Get that high.
Women
get that runner's
love
high.
Runners.
Yeah. Runner's high is so almost as good as a high.
Replace
high.
One high for another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, John?
I think it would be, and this is so telling them never smoke pot, goal being.
They basically don't want their kids smoking pot, but they don't. You shouldn't say you should stop smoking pot.
I would say, hey, keep smoking pot. But let me show you a picture of your Uncle Steve. And I'm going to pull this weird picture I found online and just
like a rich
blow
guy
it up above their bed. Just a rich guy doing
above
really well.
Bed.
Rich guy. Just that poverty sucks poster that used to be a thing. What do you think, Steph?
I would say that they can smoke, but they would have to do it every time with me. Just be their creepy mom, like, you boys want to smoke?
Yeah, if you want to smoke, you have to do it with mom.
Get over here, me.
You're totally happy with that?
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, I'm real happy with that.
Would you?
I would freak everybody out.
Like, yeah, guys, let's all smoke a joint together.
Smoke it together. I came
from such a different family. This would be completely.
But it'll scare them.
Same.
They say that the parental figure should say, I want you to stop smoking pot.
Oh.
Not you have to? That was
like, I want you. Like, Like, that's who do you? That's how you get your kid to stop, by saying you want it to happen.
That's how easy it is in Canada. So no, okay, mommy, daddy, love you. Bye, bye, good night, and they go right to bed.
This is
like all Canadians.
genuinely though, like, don't you think? Okay, so this is what. Who published it? This is whatever, Canada.org. So the government is like, parents are going to have to talk to teens.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't you think someone like you should have edited this? Like, if they had ultimate, like, how would you say most of what's in there? Like, how would you talk to your team? I feel like they should have run
it. I would say, you know, hey, wait until you're in college. Everybody tries in college. And then make up your mind then. If you want to do it earlier, there's some studies that say that it's bad for your developing brain, but okay. I'm not going to tell it. I can't sit here high out of my mind telling you not to smoke pot. All right, we got to go to another break. Thank you, Alicia. That was awesome. Look for her on Twitter.
Thanks, Alicia.
And, hey, thanks, guys.
We will see her again several times today. Yeah, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brouhaha, the comedy show drinking game. How y'all feeling tonight? We've created a drinking game that goes along with stand-up comedy. Anytime this sign lights up, you guys take a drink.
If you're ever in a position where you have to defend your actions as not smoking crack, you're like 100% smoking crack. Like, that's what you're doing. Just own it. Is crack one of the words? Because crackety crack crack.
For the comics. They will be getting progressively drunker throughout the show.
I'm really drunk as the Dickens right now. Christmas drunk, actually.
By the way, that's a whiskey drink that I just pounded for 13 seconds. Yeah, so probably about 3 minutes into this set, I'm just gonna be like, yeah, so.
You ready for this brouhaha to start?
They're gonna be loaded.
Hey, we're here on Legal Weed in Canada Day with Canadian comedians Steph Tolev and John Doerr, and joining us now is the Dab King, the Dab Master of Southern California, Taylor Rizzo. Me and my guests, if we so choose, we get to, you know, do some dabs. Did you do dabs the last time,
Steph? I did, yes.
All right, so she's done it. What do you think, John? Have you gone into that world at all?
I have not, but...
Have you gone into the world of dabs?
I have not. Tell me a bit about the world of dabs, if you don't mind.
Do you like trying things that are new? Do you like trying to fit in?
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just telling you the reasons why you should do it.
What was the first one, though?
Do you like something new? You want to try something new?
Yeah, very good.
And do you want to fit in?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So I should try this, is what you're saying.
These are the reasons, that kids get pushed into this stuff.
Sure, you should. Why not? You can do this at home.
Does it have dabs in here? Does it talk about dabs?
It doesn't. Doesn't get there. I think they really want to head it off at marijuana.
Go in the appendix, see if there's dabs in there.
Okay, I'll check the footnotes.
Check the footnotes.
He doesn't want you touching that. He's like, this is mine.
I just want to know what to do with dabs.
Get away from me.
I know, all of a sudden it's really his.
Whoa, you got creepy with that.
I thought you gave it to me.
No, it is yours.
Okay, I'm afraid it'll
like, no one steal it
you guys
ever.
Are going to play keep away with it, and I'm not going to ever get it back.
Thanks.
Have some trust. It's yours, I promise.
But the index is just blank. It just says notes. Geez.
Yeah, so no notes.
Yeah, you can put some notes.
You just write in the back. So we have to read the reactions of your
kids. We should all sign it today. We should sign. That's the official document.
I love it.
Let's do some research.
But seriously, I'm going to get all the Canada guests today to sign it, and then we'll figure out a way to give it to a viewer or something. That'll be fun. So Taylor's already off to the races over there.
Giving away to anyone. He's like, already. I brought that for Doug.
Oh, I'll keep it there.
No, you've traded this whole thing about signing it off, and people will buy it online and raise money. More money than that's ever been raised before. Unbelievable. No, do you want that, honestly? It's no biggie.
I'll sign it just in case.
I did bring it for you.
Just in case we decide to do that.
10 more times.
I was going to do 9. You're right. 10's funnier.
10's always funnier. Yeah. I always 10.
Comedy comes in tens. That was always your theory.
That was.
You're always
jokes
like,
were long, but
you're always like, why don't I just say this 10 yeah. times in a row?
Yeah. I'm going to start a fund to raise money.
That's how you got your green card. They're like, she's an exceptional talent. Yeah.
I'm going to start a fund to raise money so I can move to Canada. Mm-hmm. And the fund and the organization is going to be called Doug Free America. Here we go. Daniel's not even That's listening. That was a solid piece of comedy you missed.
Daniel.
There's only one laugher in the room and you just skipped out on me.
This must be the strangest show for you to sit there and watch and then just start. What are you writing, by the way?
He just gets all his emails done while he's sitting there. Watch, yeah, he's getting
really
stuff done.
Focused.
All right, so who's next?
Who wants a dab?
I'll do it.
I'm gonna go first.
Yeah, it's never too early to get too fucked up.
To be sitting here and have someone being so bored with us that they're writing on a fucking script. Daniel, Diamond, yes. Put it down for a bit. Pay
Daniel
attention.
Diamond.
Daniel Collison. You might learn a little something. This is the dab section,
do you
right?
Have an actual nickname,
Canada
Daniel?
Has no notes on this. This is completely, Canada's oblivious
John
to this. So here we go.
Daniel from Windy City Heat.
Oh, okay.
You've never heard Diamond Daniel?
I'd never heard that.
Have you seen the movie Windy City Heat?
I have.
How do you feel about that?
I did hear it, I guess.
Okay.
I like Windy City Heat.
I loved it.
It's really crazy.
It might be my favorite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
fun.
I don't know why, but I go crazy for that movie.
I love the stuff with the refrigerator Perry.
Right, right. How am I going to chill my food? How am I gonna chill my food? That is the best movie of all time.
All right, Windy City Heat, everybody, check it out.
Yeah,
best movie of all time.
Trying to get John to come on Doug Loves Movies and talk about weed. So I'm gonna start doing a new thing here. Oh, so first, do you want a dab or does this look like something you would enjoy or?
I'm not opposed to it, but I'm okay right now. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll have a dab in a bit.
Okay. Well, you're not, you
can
know,
I do a baby?
You're not
going to
be with for us sure. for too much longer, but it's Steph's going to do a baby right first.
It's a small one. I don't want to be, you know, weird. Like.
And while she does that.
I don't want to get, go home. I'm Doug now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. While she does that.
No.
I've got questions from people that are members of the 420 Club on Patreon.
What happened? Oh boy. It's like Mousetrap. What are these, Doug? Letters from who? Humans?
That.
People?
These are people that, you know, contribute to keeping the show going by joining the 420 Club on Patreon.
Oh. Okay.
And they get to ask questions. But they're...
Smooth. Ooh, that's
racist.
They're not questions for you. Yeah, they're racist questions.
What? Everyone wrote a racist question this week? That's terrible.
Yeah, so I'm just skimming through them, just trying to find non-racist
I'm
ones.
I'm just trying to rank them in order first.
Someone named Chris Blue says, do you still do stand-up or just do your podcast? And
That's for me, probably.
That's probably.
I'll tell you right now.
Tell us,
is that for you?
How do you split things up between your podcast and your stand-up?
How do you do that?
How much of each do you do?
How much do you do?
I do too. I do too much of one and not enough of the other. That's probably why he's asking. I do stand up dates here and there, but I'm you know mostly I enjoy doing my podcast out on the road.
Why don't the four of us go on tour?
Fun.
Just stand up every day for a year, no matter what day it is. For a full year. 365. We call it the 365 Club.
Just anywhere you are. Doesn't have to be in a comedy
no,
club.
No, we get a place, venue, and there's a couple of them that didn't know stand-up was going to be there. And those are going to be fun episodes.
No.
But let's do that. 360. No, all it requires is, of us is 365 days of our life in a row. That's it. Yeah.
You haven't even done a hit for this thing, and you seem more dabbed out than any of us.
Yeah, you do.
I'm totally dabbed out.
Dab it up. Dab daddy.
But yeah, that's the answer. My answer to that question is I do stand up and podcasts, mm-hmm. and you know.
Not a bad idea, though. 365.
I move it around.
Isn't that just a residency?
What's the longest tour you guys have ever done? Have you ever done like a really long one?
Is that on there?
Nuh-uh, that one's right out of my brain.
So you're like, throw the cards away, let's ask genuine. Yeah. Okay, let's be real about it.
I'm gonna interview you guys while you're here.
What's the question again? How long is what? Who been on the road?
You ever been on a long, like sometimes I'll go 10 days in a row or something like that.
I think the longest, yeah, like 3 weeks, and that was a bit much.
Yeah.
You're not that long. Like,
I'm still on the road.
He's no never joke. Left.
No, it's a spirit question for me. Like, my soul is always on the road, you know?
What's that,
Snack? Is that what you mean, by the way, when you ask me that?
What? Well, I was asking about your soul, yes. I wasn't.
Good, thank God.
I wasn't interested in your
I understood.
Body.
I got it.
What snack? I heard there was one snack.
Yeah. What's the snack that you were in the ads for?
Oh, I know.
Are you still the spokesman for
what
those
is it?
Like chocolate covered berries?
Brookside's. Brookside's. I love
it. Those things are delicious, first of all.
I love they are so fucking good.
This is not a natural reaction to death.
Someone sent it to me because they said your favorite chocolate John Doerr's in, and I was like,
it's like meeting Brad Pitt. Instantly.
Oh my God,
but not knowing you were sitting next to him the whole time.
You could stare at him the whole time until.
Oh my God, the chocolate and the thing. You couldn't form a sentence. The thing and the chocolate and the guy and the stuff. Oh my God.
We never do this on this show. I'm so excited to do this. We've got a clip from John Doerr's new show.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new Comedy Central show. We actually have a clip from it. This is so exciting.
You know what? I don't even have to.
Do you want to set it up?
I don't have to. Actually, run the clip.
Set it.
This is what the show is explaining.
This is from this new show.
Explains
so
itself.
Exciting.
Big questions, huge answers.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, man.
That was great.
That's great.
Put on a bit of weight for the role, but it's going to work. Actually, it was a small bike. It was a really small bike.
So
that's why I got so big. Anyway.
All right, that's your
new
show.
That pretty much explains it. It comes out December 3rd on Comedy Central after The Daily Show. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And JohnDoerr.com for your tour dates. Mm-hmm. And Steph has a mini tour with Deb DiGiovanni called Separated at Birth.
What's a mini tour? You don't do as much time?
No, we're still like three shows.
Three cities.
Yeah.
San Francisco, October 21st, Eugene, Oregon, October 22nd, mm-hmm. and Portland, Oregon, October 23rd.
Thank you, yeah.
We're down to the 2-minute warning, you guys. Only 2 minutes left. Do you want to get a dab in, John?
There's still time.
Yeah.
I'll dab it.
Okay, I love a chant.
Thank you for that cheer.
Everyone got into it.
That's not in this book right. that kids often get chanted into doing things.
But that's when you want to feel cool to fit in.
The next edition, though, things you can also do. Okay, come on.
All right, so this is going to melt on here, and you can go ahead and start pulling it.
Get your birth out.
I want to apologize. That was disgusting.
You could probably propel yourself away, though. If you did it right here, that would be really good. No question, that was super nice.
just pull it just like a bong.
Pull it like a bong, yeah. And anytime?
Yeah, just go for it. Go.
Learning.
Go.
He's grown up. Look at him. Look at him go.
I burped. What?
Did you not get it? What happened?
There's still a little bit in there.
Pussy.
Oh, sorry. What am I doing? I'm holding up like on this. And
just pull this.
Yeah, which I am.
Put your mouth on there.
Yeah.
And suck.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, I see. I missed some. I see what you're saying.
Just a little bit left.
Wow.
You didn't give him a huge one, right?
No, I didn't want to go crazy.
Yeah. First dab.
Congratulations.
Right here.
I got to ride home, right?
I'm so proud. What are we going to name it?
No, you're driving home. They give us a car to drive home now. We're like, bye.
That's so cool. Is it fun?
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for coming on the show. Just want to say, here's your golf carts. Have fun in them. Drive as fast as you can.
We're going to be back sooner
here's
than
Here's a nuclear
ever
weapon.
Before.
Thank you for coming on the show. Here's a nuclear weapon. Do what you want with it. Try and be responsible.
Next episode starts in just a few minutes. We'll go to a break and we'll come back with more guests and more dabs and more pot topics.
Do we want to run that promo one more time?
Thank you, John Doerr.
No, it's a cool looking guy. Totally. Go out on a cool guy on a motorbike
Happy
like that.
Canada's legal.
Yes.
Love you.
Everybody.
Love you, great grandpa.
Oh, great grandpa watches. That's sweet.
You know.
Thanks, Taylor Rizzo.
Yeah. He's 110.